I've just been telling you that it's the 8th of February 2025, and you may be thinking to yourself, I want to do something different with my life. I want to spruce it up a bit. I want to get a hobby. I want to get an interest. I want to meet new people. Well, I've got something that is for you. What I'm going to be starting doing here on The Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Manchester is telling you about different ways that you can add a little bit of a sparkle to your life if you haven't already got that there already. We're going to be speaking to people across Greater Manchester who are part of different interesting clubs and also community groups, and you can join in. Well, Helen Washington is a part of the Happy Voices Choir, and they meet in and around Bolton. Hello to you, Helen.
Good morning, Shireen. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, it's an absolute pleasure. Now, I've got this thing today about musicals. I was speaking to one of the actors that was in Kinky Boots that I saw at the beginning of the week. I've fallen in love with it. So now my aim is to either do pantomime or get onto a stage and sing. I'm fantastic when it comes to singing in the shower, but singing out aloud, I don't know how that sounds. So tell me about your choir, please.
Well, it sounds like you need to join the community choir to me. My choir was set up about 8 years ago, and it started with just a handful of members, and it's just grown and grown. So we've got about, it's just over 90 on the books now. So community choir is the way forward if you fancy a thing.
Now, this is the thing, when it was lockdown, and I've actually got one of my friends that's listening at the moment, Claire, she told me about coming online and doing a singing session. During the lockdown, it was fantastic because I had so much adrenaline and energy, and I was feeling a bit down and depressed, actually. And singing is a way that you just get those happy vibes. If you do it in a church environment, if you do it at a concert, you just automatically release those endorphins. And it is such a great way to feel good, isn't it, Helen?
Absolutely. It's such, I mean, you know, to really improve like your mental health. Being part of a choir, it's like that sense of community, that you sort of belong to something. And people were so isolated in the pandemic that they felt very lonely. And it just brings people together and gives you a lot of, you know, it's so positive to be part of. And when sort of life's really hard, you know, that camaraderie, the support and everything that's involved, it's just joyous to be a part of. So I definitely recommend it to anyone.
Yeah. Now, this is the important bit about the songs that you sing. Now, a little birdie tells me that it's all based around musicals.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a background in musical theatre, so it was no surprise that when I did a choir, it was going to be musical theatre based. So we do all sorts of things from West Side Story, Oliver, Bohemian Rhapsody, Mamma Mia, you name it. So we do a real mix of musical theatre songs. So, yeah.
Now, the thing is, if you're teaching us how to sing musical theatre songs, we might be getting kicked out of the Palace or the Opera for singing along when we go to see them.
Yeah, maybe save it for your community choirs rather than joining in at the big show.
Now, at the minute, you are actually looking for more males to join. Is it a deeper, is it called a outro that you're looking for?
We're looking for more men to join our choir. It's the most common problem with community choirs that you get a lot of ladies that are really keen to put themselves out there and have a go. The gents are just a little bit more reluctant. I mean, we've got about 10% men, but we're always on the lookout for some more. And we're also trying to engage some students as well. And we've currently got a student discount going to encourage a few younger voices as well to come and join us.
Right. So with you saying about the younger voices, what are the age groups that you've got at the minute?
It's really from 18, I'd say, to, well, I mean, I wouldn't like to ask, but there's a couple in their 80s, shall we say.
So a lot of Dolly Parton, all those type of musics, Calamity Jane, I can imagine.
I mean, we're doing My Fair Lady at the moment. And we're also doing a beautiful song called Not While I'm Around, but from Sweeney Todd.
Oh, amazing. Now, how is it that we can come to this? Do we need to sign up? Do we need to audition? Or do we just come along, Helen?
Absolutely no auditions. That's the joy of a community choir, that anyone can just join it. But it's you've just got to be enthusiastic. And it's just getting through the door for the first day. The worst bit about joining up is going through the door on day one, meeting everybody, and I'd say 99% of groups are going to be so welcoming and so pleased to see you. But definitely no auditions, and it's loud and proud, shall we say.
Yeah. Now, is it right that you meet three times a week? Do you have to go to the three? I'm just thinking, I don't know if I've got that much voice in me to sing three times a week.
Well, basically, I started off on a Tuesday at Lostock Parish Centre in Lostock. And it's just grown. So then I opened another one in Radcliffe on a Monday night at Dobby's. And then on Thursday, I've got Astley Bridge Cricket Club. So it's just grown. So we've got the three choirs. But then when we do a concert, we all get together and sing together.
Amazing. Helen, it has been lovely speaking to you. I think I might come and flex my Beyonce vocals at one of your sessions. So thank
Please do. You'd be more than welcome.
Thank you very much. Let's see if you'll be saying that after the first session.
I'm sure I will.
That is Helen Washington there. She's part of the Happy Voices Choir who meet in and around Bolton. The website, if you want to get more information, is happyvoiceschoir.com.